Too Many Clones by MyFic, read by CookieMom6067. Pooch stared down at the weird guy who'd attacked them. The others had told him to stand over the dude and make sure he was really dead. Pooch was damn sure he was, but he kept his gun trained on the corpse. He was still kind of freaked out about being in a whole nother galaxy which was full of goddamn aliens, even if most of them looked like people. Jensen had said there used to be Roswell-type aliens, short and gray with big shiny eyes, but he said they went extinct like the dinosaurs, something to do with cloning. Carson, one of the older docs, was apparently a clone, but he seemed normal enough to Pooch, and Jolene, who was working in the infirmary now as a nurse, said he was cool. He glanced around, his gun never wavering. It was a run-down sort of place for a bar. Cougar had called it an inn, but it was nothing like any Holiday Inn back home with its rough wooden walls and plank seats. They only served ale, which was also nothing like real beer. Weak as dishwater and no hops in it, for one thing. But Cougar said to stick with it, because the water here wasn't safe to drink. The whole place was like a Bolivian slum cantina, but more shit-colored. Maybe they hadn't invented paint here yet. He could hear the fight winding up outside as Jake and Cougar's team mopped up the last of the mutant things this bastard had used as muscle. Those monsters were for sure alien as fuck, all claws and scales and half-bugger lizard, seriously creepy. The guy on the floor, the one Pooch had taken out with a burst of P90 fire to the chest, was more uncanny valley territory than an outright monster. Almost human, but not quite. Man-shaped, with short, silver hair, gray skin that looked unpleasantly slick, and holes in his cheeks, like extra nostrils. He had human clothes, though, if you liked leather outfits and coats that made you look like an extra from a vampire movie. From the briefings, Pooch guessed that wasn't far wrong, what with the nasty-looking fanged mouth in his hand. The innkeeper peered out from the back room where he barricaded himself once the shooting started, then crept out, followed by his favorite barmaid. "Is it safe, Lantian?" he asked nervously. "Reckon so," Pooch said, realizing that was him. He was a Lantian now. "Sounds like my friends got the rest of the things that have been put in the fear of God into your village." "No thanks are adequate," the innkeeper said, wringing his hands. "We can never repay." "Is no fee, my friend," Cougar said, striding in the front door, Jensen close on his heels. "Well, apart from burial detail for the bad guys and drinks for us," Jensen added cheerfully, "thirsty work, pest control." The innkeeper hurried to the bar to pour them mugs of ale. Cougar nodded at Pooch, and the three of them stared down at the strange goth dude with the big ragged hole in his fitted leather jacket. "You thinking what I'm thinking?" Jensen said to Cougar. Cougar nodded. "Is Miguel. We already killed him on that world where we found Carson." "Carson, too, yeah," Jensen said. "Man, does this galaxy ever have a clone problem?" He took a mug of ale from the barmaid, drained it, burped, and said, "I'm going to check on the others. You two can argue about who gets to fly us home." He banged out through the heavy wooden door, calling for Colonel Meyer. Pooch smiled into his ale, remembering General Shepard showing him the jumpers. He was way too senior to take new pilots for test flights, but he had a thing for jumpers, Cougar had said, and he liked to get a feel for new recruits. After Pooch had put a jumper through its paces smooth as butter, up into space and some fancy tricks on the way down, Shepard had laughed and leaned back in the co-pilot's chair, kicking his feet up on the console. "Okay, Porteous, I can see who I'm going to be passing the flight command baton on to when I retire. Nice to have a pilot on deck with a gene almost as strong as mine and years of black ops flying." Pooch raised an eyebrow at Cougar, which was when the dead guy on the floor jackknifed up and came at them. Pooch, who'd had his ale in one hand and his gun still locked and loaded in the other, fired another burst into the thing's head this time. "Let's see you come back from that, motherfucker." "Dios, this cabrón is a bitch to kill," Cougar muttered. He drew his knife and started dragging the dead again guy towards the door by one arm. Pooch gave his mug back to the barmaid, who was frozen, mouth open. "Awful sorry, ma'am. We'll make sure of him this time." He grabbed the other arm and helped Cougar get the body outside. "Too messy to do it in there," Cougar muttered, then bent and cut the dude's head off. Black blood welled up, way more than you'd expect for a dead guy. Cougar kicked the head away. "You will not be getting up again after that, hijo de puta," Cougar said, cleaning his blade by stabbing it into the dirt and wiping it on his pants as he straightened. Pooch slung his rifle and looked over at the trees where they'd parked the jumper. It was cloaked, of course, but he could feel it doing a mental handshake with him. "Yeah, yeah, baby, hold your horses," he thought. "So about who flies us back to the city?" he said. Cougar grinned and slapped him on the back. "The puddle jumper, she is all yours, amigo. Far be it from me to come between you and the new love of your life. Besides, you need the practice, no?" Pooch snorted. "Ain't no day in creation when the pooch needs practice flying any damn bird, Alvarez." And yeah, this was a pretty good galaxy, even with the damn clones. The end.